Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A new development arose in the conversation surrounding the proposed upgrade to the sewer line in the Whistle Hill area during the Saldanha City Council meeting on Wednesday night. The resolution centers on an issue that has been addressed for multiple years, but took a new step at the meeting. On March 31, 2022, a signed petition was submitted to the city of Saldanha to create a special assessments district. That same year, on September 14, 2022, the Saldanha City Council approved Resolution 2022-027, forming an SAD for Whistle Hill Utility Improvements. In a memo from John Karneski, the Director of Economic Development and Planning, explained that the district included six parcels and called for the extension of the existing sewer main 1,500 feet to the Whistle Hill development. Henry and Mary Kroll sponsored the petition and district. The original anticipated cost for the project, including design, construction, contingency, and advertising, was estimated to be approximately $815,000. Cost of construction alone was estimated at approximately $650,000. On October 12th of 2022, however, only one bid was received and exceeded the construction cost estimate by over 40%. Due to Saldanha Municipal Code, no contract would be entered since the contract exceeded the estimated cost improvements by well over 10%. If the council chose to still pursue the development agreement, the resolution would have to be voted down. This action would formally end the SAD process and open the path for the approval of a development agreement.
We are asking this council to reconsider a cost share of $100,000 and reallocate the original approved contribution of $508,000 to a development agreement,
said Mary Kroll, the owner of Whistle Hill.
Finally, the council unanimously made a commitment to us by allocating $508,000 to extend its sewer line. I am asking you to keep your word.
For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. Some new numbers show that Alaska has shortened school districts by nearly $30 million since 2022. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
New numbers now indicate that in 2022 and 2023, the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development failed to provide school districts across the state a total of $29,577,912 of American Rescue Plan Act funds intended for local education agencies. A letter obtained by KSRM sent from the U.S. Department of Education to Deed Commissioner Dina Bishop shows that in 2022, the Kenai Peninsula and Anchorage school districts did not receive $22,389,141 of intended ARP Act funds. Then, in 2023, KPBSD and ASD, along with the Juneau School District and Fairbanks North Star School Districts, did not receive $7,178,772 of intended funds. The amounts provided by the letter are labeled funding reductions considered disproportionate under the fiscal year maintenance of equity requirement. According to KPBSD Superintendent Clayton Holland, the Deed Commissioner's Office is currently negotiating with the federal government on how much money they will pay to school districts. Holland, who spoke with Commissioner Bishop on Monday, said he was told if any amount does come through, it would likely be in a January amendment to the budget.
I was informed that the state is still in negotiations with the federal government about that money and what's going to go where. So she told me to anticipate another 2 weeks to a month before I hear back on that. And that anything that does come through, if that amount does come through, would likely be in a January amendment to the budget.
KSRM reached out to Commissioner Bishop's office with questions regarding the ultimate destination of the $30 million of ARP Act funds meant for schools, but did not receive a reply. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.